Welcome to the Players Lounge. I'm your host, Emerson Edom, and we have Radko Gudas, Lukasz Dostal, and Peter Mrazek joining us in typical Players Lounge fashion. Let's dive right in, get right to it. And Gudas, I'll start with you. Peter's new to the bunch. I'm going to give you the floor and be ready, Lukasz, because you're next. But I'm going to give you the floor to chirp Peter. Any bad habits? Any habits at all that have kind of taken you back
early
in the locker room? So I'll give you the floor. Here's your time to chirp Peter.
I already have one.
I like that. But I got to say, he's been a great addition to the team. He's he actually helped a lot of guys with connecting with the NHL and people around it. So I can't say I have really many bad things about it. He doesn't let me score on him. I hate that.
But no stinky skates in the locker room. No equipment smells. Nothing like that.
No. I mean, there have been some socks missing in our locker room, so
maybe some theft going on.
Socks.
Yeah, some petty crime.
Somebody's missing socks and underwear in the locker room lately. So it kind of, you know, some new guys on the team, they could be doing some weird stuff to other guys. So there's a chance it might be here.
I don't do that stuff.
There has been a guy that needed to buy a lot of underwear lately.
Yeah, not me.
No, that's not him. We're not gonna say who is it, but.
So, underwear. Elaborate. Is this what is this?
I want to say I have no idea, but the guy's been,
there's missing underwear.
I'm sure he has no idea.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Only way or only reason, Peter, maybe you've been bothering you. I mean, has he taken any of your underwear? Or I mean,
no, I don't know. No, it wasn't me.
No?
It wasn't me. I said it's a different guy. It's a different guy.
It's not me for sure. And
it's none of us. But there's a guy in the team that's been missing underwear.
And I don't do honestly those jokes, because I feel like if I do those jokes, it's gonna come back to me.
A lot of socks too. So
you're a karma guy.
Yeah, I think I feel like if I'm gonna start doing that, then something like someone else gonna start doing stuff that I won't like. Or I'm all for fun and I will like everything that happens, but I don't do that stuff. That's not
so
on me.
So you didn't put the name tag on my helmet?
No.
That's what I did.
You see, why is it come to me again? Like
after every game, I have like 15 towels in my stall. And
okay.
I'm like, who's that?
Young guys.
Okay. And Peter, how about for you? You being new, any prior beef with Lukasz or Goods prior to this joining this team? Any beef throughout the years?
Any beef?
Yeah. These guys do.
Anywhere we go for a restaurant or there's a Uber waiting for us or anything, always waiting for Dusty.
Interesting.
But he's got to say
that is like, true.
Is this hair? Is it a hair thing?
I don't know.
It's a different thing. Peter knows, but we're not gonna say.
It's always like, I talked to someone on the phone, and I gotta go take a shower. I gotta do my hair. You know, maybe choosing his clothes.
Like
he always carry.
To be here 15 minutes ago.
Pushed back here.
I had 6 interviews today.
That's not.
Just time runs differently over.
But on a road trip, always waiting for Dusty.
But you get a sense how it works here, right? I'm getting bullet.
I get it. You're getting it from all angles.
Me and Goody decided like we're gonna tell him the reservation is like 5:45, but it's gonna be at 6, so we might have him on time once a while.
There's been dinners where he showed up after we finished the dinner.
True.
Because I went to the gym.
That's a lie.
Oh, my God.
Because I went to the gym. Hey, come on. I went to the gym. You know it.
Guys.
You know it.
Like, Lukasz, after dinner's complete, that's a little bit much for me.
Yeah.
That's
happens sometimes.
I pay for the dinner. So.
Yeah, he pays.
It's true.
Usually he pays.
I've been losing all the car games, I swear.
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably karma being late.
There you go. Hey, as we're already finding out, the three of you, very upbeat. I just feel like every player, guy from Czech that I've ever met, upbeat, good energy. So, Gudas, I'll start with you. Is it, and for the listeners, viewers tuning in, maybe some of you don't know that the beer is cheaper than water in Czechia.
Is
it maybe the hop count in the beer that gets you all, in a good mood, good energy? I mean, what is it about
What are you saying, Goods?
Why are you so happy?
That's a good question for Goods.
That's a great question.
I mean, we do have the best beer in the world, so definitely something to it. They actually had to make a law in Czech Republic to have one thing on the menu cheaper than a beer. So that is a rule in Czech. But
try to get some kind of balance in there?
Yeah, I think just Czech hockey players you met, they were excited to come and play hockey here and leave the Czech hockey scene. So they're able to play outside Czech Republic, travel around the world, be playing in the best league in the world. You know, it's hard not to be upbeat, you know. So I know Czech can be sometimes a little harsh on some hockey players. So I think everybody that goes play someplace else is enjoying the time, not getting nitpicked after every game, you know.
And Dosti, what about you? Why are Czech guys so upbeat? Always in a good mood.
He's got a Finnish girlfriend, so I don't know if he gets the Czech food.
Exactly.
And he's like laughing. You know, he's got a different, approach to the upbeat than me and Peter.
Sure, buddy.
Dosti doesn't drink beer.
Why did you? Okay,
do you
so
you drink beer? You don't drink beer.
No, I don't drink beer.
I don't drink beer either.
Like, just 95. Me and Pete, like we don't drink beer.
No.
He treats his body like a Bentley. Like it rolls, right?
We're still
95.
But we're always in a good mood, you know?
There's no like 85 gas going in this car right here. No way.
No, we're always
No, we're always in a good mood, I would
he's
say.
He's having 100. He's finding the hundreds for sure.
To me, it's like, yeah. Every day, even bad day in here, it's a good day, right? Like,
a lot of... You can play the NHL.
Like exactly. Like, every day, like... You wake up and there's something new.
Do have a coach that reminds us every day that it's a great day.
It's true.
To be playing hockey.
That's right.
So it's another.
Yeah. But I think I've been positive person,
reminder.
You know,
career. Just the
career.
Environment overall, like in the locker room, has been great, honestly. So it's always fun, and I don't know.
But also got us. Go ahead.
The Czechs, I don't know. We always, I feel like we seem happy all the time, you know.
No, from the village to the NHL. What else do you want to do?
My village has 300 people.
Yeah, I grew up
300 people in
250
it, so
people, right? So.
So it's like suddenly we make it to the NHL.
He's talking about Brno with 200 people.
We're going to get to a little details about your guys' hometown here. But first, hey, this has been throwing me for a loop here. Czechia now. Am I saying that right? Czechia?
No, you're not saying it right.
No.
I don't agree on that.
What is it?
Czech Republic.
Why the change? So you guys aren't even
We're against it.
Fans. Okay.
We're
Czech Republic. I was going to stop you from the start, but I didn't want to interrupt. You said Czechia right there. I was like,
so
no,
has
I'm going to leave it.
Pushback from the general public than I guess high praise or
I think honestly everybody uses it like either Czech or Czech Republic.
Yeah.
No one uses Czechia. Like I don't get it why it's Czechia. I don't know, like everybody's been always calling it Czech or Czechs, right? Like so I don't really know why it's
why
the government changed it to Czechia.
I think we're all been overseas when that happened, when this like movement in Czech. They wanted to change the anthem and the name, so the anthem was kind of
wanted to change the anthem too.
Yeah,
no
it was
way.
Like a
actually
talk about it. Yeah.
So you had no clue. There was no rumors before. It was just
they just changed it because they thought that Czech Republic is way too long, so they changed it to like Czechia. But it's still like officially people call it still Czech Republic.
Yeah.
And I don't. You know, I like it. I always learn it that way. Always been Czech for us. So, it's, you know, I'm not a big fan of it, honestly.
Cool. Moving on. Well, I guess this still pertains to the Czech Republic, but...
Here we go.
Goods. I mentioned while I was meeting Peter there in the locker room earlier this year how this guy, World Juniors 2011, Calgary Edmonton, putting Team Czech Republic on his back, making unbelievable saves. I think we had Jack Campbell. Yeah, I think we had Jack Campbell in net, if I'm not mistaken, that game. Yeah. This guy stole the show. He was taunting the crowd, or at least getting the crowd to celly with him. Every save he made, small or big, in our faces, fist bumping.
I remember that too.
Have you known Peter this whole time to be cocky like that? Where does the cockiness for Peter come from? Goods.
It's a good question.
He's a manager.
He's from Ostrava, you know? It's a place on the wrong side of Czech. I'm just joking.
Guys.
No, I think he just enjoys what he does and is great with it. You know, playing World Junior, especially in Canada or like US or overseas and beating the big name teams, you know, it's always like a, not challenge, but it's always so much more satisfying than, I don't want to say beating the regular teams, but US, Canada, you usually are the top team. So if you can beat them or if you can get in the same level playing hockey with them, it's always like a great view for Czech hockey, and he just loved it, celebrated. I gotta say, I was laughing a lot when I saw his performance, but they put Czech on another on the map, you know, again. So good for us. We're still working on him not to celebrate as much.
Yeah. I don't celebrate anymore.
Yeah, to remind,
I
was 12 years old, so these guys are pretty old already. Like, yeah. Just saying.
Dosti, has Peter's cockiness, has it calmed down?
Let's call it confidence.
Confidence. Oh, we'll go.
Let's call it confidence.
I'll give you the bit of that. Has his confidence simmered down since maybe those days in World Juniors? I don't know if you caught those World Juniors. I know you're younger, but...
No, I've been actually... So when I was growing up, like I saw that performance, so it was on YouTube, and I was watching those before my game, like as a there was like motivation video. So I was actually watching those. I swear to God. So I was like
one of these when we shoot out.
Nice.
So now that I think he calmed down. But obviously we have a couple of guys here, the young guys that Peter needs to still teach them a lot of respect, you know, for the goalies because you know,
Mekti,
Beckett, those guys, you know.
Mekti's good, I think.
No, Mekti's good, but like...
We got a couple different guys.
You know, like, out of 15 shots, they score one goal and they celebrated like they would win the Stanley Cup, you know, so yeah. we need to a little calm them down, but...
Guilty.
Peter, is that facts from me? Like, am I speaking the truth there? You like to bark? I mean, I've seen guys, you know, kind of skate by you. You bark at them a little bit, you get in their face a little bit. Yeah. Where does that confidence come from?
Yeah, I think it's... like in the practices, I do that all the time. Like that's how I feel like I push myself to be better, and I want also players to be better, right? Like I want them to try to score, and I want to make saves. So that's something that I think I had it when I was a kid growing up. I always wanted to stop every single puck and play everything on the practice, breakaways, rebounds, and those kind of things. So. I think it's just confidence. Like you have to. Like I feel like my wife lately told me, she's like, you have to show the cocky mentality. remind me that today, but in a good way, not in a bad way. But there's a balance I think that I learned over the career that you can keep your confidence on a certain level.
Nice. And staying with you, Peter, and all three of you were part of that 2024 World Championship team, gold medal. men's Czech Republic team. Peter, what was your favorite memory of that tournament? Whether it's off the ice, on the ice, the celebration after. What's one story you look back to that winning team? What's your favorite
memory? I don't think there's one story, honestly. Like it started like a month before the tournament where we had a tournament in Brno. We didn't win a game. We were awful, right?
Yeah. Like everybody was so jet lagged, you know, like we just got there.
Yeah,
a lot of players just got there and we were all jet lagged.
You could tell like everybody, like the media were all over us. The president of the Czech Federation doubled the bonuses for us because we didn't look good, right? But we had so much fun off the ice with the guys. Like their locker room, I think I said it even here. When you look at the locker room here, or like it reminds me of like Carolina. We were young in Carolina as well. And we were a great team because of the locker room. So, like the one thing that I will always remember in the World Championship was how the team we had, in a room.
And so, what about you, Dusty? Yeah,
same thing. Like the locker room was just unbelievable. It's something that's hard to describe. But obviously, after the season, you know, like you love these guys. But also, like then when you get to the Czech locker room and there's a different vibe. Like everybody speaks the same language, right? So. It was just honestly like so much fun, and we had a lot of fun off the ice as well. So,
You can talk about obviously like celebration and on the ice, getting the gold medal, getting the trophy, or in a locker room, right? But the one thing I think is like the team, like how much fun we had on and off the ice, in the practices, in the hotel rooms, you know, in the lounges that we had at the hotel, dinners that we had before the tournament, right? So I think that was the number one thing.
Nice. And I had no clue that you guys struggled in the pre-tournament play.
Oh, yeah.
So Goods, was it the doubling of the bonuses that got it going,
I think it was a signal that got us going.
From what you saw, you know, why the low-level play pre-tournament, and then how were you guys able to turn the Jets on?
We in that tournament, we also had 55 players.
True.
So the nervosity kind of got into the play of the guys too. Like they didn't know who's playing, who's making the team. Usually, everybody comes to that tournament with like pretty much set team.
Yeah.
and we were still looking for everything. So it was like a big unknown, didn't help us. And then once they made the lineup, a lot of Czech people were like, well,
this is bad lineup.
And
because we had some NHL players that they didn't make it, right? So
So they were like, oh, this guy should go, this guy shouldn't go. Like, this is going to be a disaster,
like,
right?
Like, you're a small country, right? So everybody, it was such a hot topic at the time.
At the end, ultimately, the coach just put his foot down, took the guys that he knew that were willing to play the roles that he wanted to play and the guys that are playing the style that he wanted to play. And he knew that we might be getting some more players from Boston and from Carolina, so we were like, hey, like, if these guys get pushed down the lineup, would they be okay with playing smaller roles? So we kind of made that adjustment, and I think that helped, like, the guys at the locker room, like, the selflessness in the locker room and the no ego type of locker room, like, next man was going, you know. We played such a good team hockey, and like, nobody was really like the top guy. We were all the same kind of players, or I don't want to say same players, but we were all doing the same thing. Then Pasternak and Nechas and Zacha showed up, and they were the big difference makers for us all of a sudden. But we were very good, already tight group. Yeah. That the guys that came in, they didn't even have they didn't have the star power to come in the locker room and change something. They were just added to the group, and they were just that much better. So for me, that locker room was unbelievable. I gotta say, the way we carried ourselves, the way we put everything, like, our lives aside, and we literally spend the time of the tournament at the hotel. Nobody really, when we had one day to go out for dinner, and we went together, and we had great time together. But the next day, everybody was in the gym, everybody was in the sauna, and making sure they're ready for the next game. So it was a very cool feeling, because everybody was looking forward for this tournament for a while. You know, the Czech people love hockey, and you know the Czech World Championship is happening once or twice in your whole career. So if you have a chance to go represent, everybody's gonna give 150% of what they have, and everybody sacrificed whatever they could. One of our teammates had a baby a day of the first game, and he still made it to the game, you know. So it's a lot of sacrifices that
even his wife told him, like, hey, you just go to the game. Literally, I'm fine.
So like the whole big commitment of the whole group, I thought it was there, and that's what we're trying to build here, to have guys that care about each other, guys that overlook their own good for the greater good of the team. So you can see slowly things develop, but that's what good teams have. And really, really, like, you can feel the heart of the team still beating. You know, we have a group chat, or we had a group chat back then, and the group chat's still on fire sometimes, you know. Some guys meet each other, and there's a few pictures getting sent now and then. So it's 2 years ago now, but the group chat's still alive. So that just tells you how special the group was. And, you know, winning in Czech Republic as a home team, it was very special. And the Czech people won't forget that. So that's something that we also have to understand, that the Czech people are waiting for this for a very, very long time. And it was a great nation feeling overall. We have some issues in Czech Republic, and this kind of got the whole Czech Republic together. So for like a national proud feeling, that was there for us too. So that's what made it even that much more special.
Everyone really bought in, it sounds like. Let's get back to some of the hometowns here. Goods, sticking with you. What's Bruno like? And that's Lukáš's hometown there. What is the overall census on
I think I can leave. He's just gonna shred him.
It's only stopped between Prague and Ostrava.
Wow. So you're saying it's just an intersection.
Ostrava says that.
You know, like, my great hometown.
The guy who immigrated to Prague is gonna talk like that. That's crazy.
It's just a drive-through town.
Yeah, drive-through. You turn right, you're in Brno, and you go continue highway to Ostrava. Simple.
I gotta hear it. Yeah. Are these guys telling the truth?
We have a great word in Czech. It's called naplaven, you know. It means when you immigrate it from. I think the Czech people is gonna love it. So that guy is definitely naplaven, you know, to Prague, because it's the, you know, usually the people that grew up in Prague are, you know, very nice. But then you have a people that's coming like from all over the places, and they're like, hey, they're so Prague. I'm living in Prague, you know. So that's this guy, you know.
talking guy who is like moved from Brno to middle of nowhere in Finland.
Wow.
You know, like, we don't
have, is that like treason? Like, almost like,
yeah, we don't even see it. We don't even see him in let's call it Czech Republic, because Brno is not even his hometown. Like, it's Finland.
No, it's not, because I grew up in the smallest village.
Yeah, but that's small stop, even smaller stop.
And for you, what is it? Ostrava. That's your hometown. If there was breaking news today, what's the the headline story. What's the top news out of Ostrava today?
Well, we have a good hockey there.
We had.
We still have, I think. Good soccer team.
That is true. Banjik is nice.
Couple of good bars. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a street that used to be 100 bars around, right?
Yeah. So Ostrava is known for that place.
For that place.
We would have actually, before the last Olympics, that's where we went, no?
That's where we had,
We had a team get-together in the summer, and it was like 30 minutes from Ostrava, and he's like, boys, why don't we go for beer? We barely made the meeting next day. It was great.
Okay, so it's definitely got its perks.
Yeah, it's got a more stuff than Brno, for sure. Yeah, Brno.
My grandma was from Ostrava, so that's why I came here. But very nice people. I love people.
Not only the same, Brno is a nice college town. So it's everybody nice goes college, there yeah. from to go yeah, study universities, but then they all leave.
It's the second biggest city, right?
His wife was studying in Brno. Just saying.
She likes it.
Just say it.
And then so Goods. Prague, right? You're from Prague?
No, he's not from Prague.
I'm born in Prague.
I went to Prague.
He's born in Prague, but he lives in the forest. I swear
to God. Yeah, he has
2 hectares of forest.
More than two.
We're going to get to your fellow countryman, Yuri Prohaska, here in a second. Dude. So, and we'll talk about, something that like. But for Prague, I went there when I was like 13, 14. What's the one main square there? That's like one city center.
Staroměstské náměstí.
Okay.
Old Town Square.
Old Town Square. Yeah. That place was pretty cool. That's the only place I really remember. What are some other venues that come to mind or
the
destinations?
We have in Prague, it's called Charles Bridge. It's like a bridge that's built in 14th century. Also, we do have a beautiful castle with one of the cathedrals that in the middle of the Castle Square, which is, you can see it from anywhere in Prague. It's on top of a hill, and it's beautiful.
It's the most oldest astronomical clock, right? In
the
world or Europe?
I'm not sure, but in Staroměstské náměstí, there is this one clock that doesn't run on anything. It just works by itself.
It's small old town, right? Yeah, below the castle.
The funny thing about the guy that made this, we call it Orloi. Whenever he finished, the Czech people repaid him with burning his eyes out, so he can't do it anywhere else.
Yeah. Holy smokes. All right.
No, but there's a lot of good stuff in Prague.
Getting to some crazy people, Yuri Prohaska, your guys' fellow countryman, he does some crazy stuff, right?
He's from Brno, so it explains it, right?
Okay.
That explains it.
Are Czech people all this crazy, going with barely any clothes in this... deserted mountain, snow-covered mounds. I mean, is this something you could see Radko doing?
No.
Stripping down and going out into the mountains on snow?
Probably not.
He's tough, but he's not that tough.
He's not that tough. He lives in a forest, but he wouldn't do that.
So usually he has a place in the forest, and he just goes there and he just locks himself there and practices there. And,
is this facts? Is this
no, it's true? It's true.
I believe it. He has his retreats where he's off the grid for a while.
It's like a wooden house in the forest, and after the fight, he retreats and stuff. He's there. He said something. He locked himself for 3 days or a week in complete darkness. Mm-hmm. Right, complete darkness. Just they just give you food, but it's complete dark. You have nothing else. So you with your thoughts.
He told Thomas Herdal, I saw him when we played Vegas, that he said I don't know much any other sport, just my sport, what I'm doing. And he was like, man, I didn't know for the two rounds, or I think he beat the guy in third round maybe.
Yeah, came back
or
there.
Something like that.
Yeah,
and
he
was like, I didn't have it for the first two rounds, I didn't feel it, but in the third round or before I beat him, something came into my body. And I just...
It's very,
spiritual, right?
I remember catching that.
He said something about samurai kind of, mentality.
So it's very interesting. And, it's incredible how he talks about it. How he, believes in it. And I can see that.
You think a training camp at Yuri Prohaska's mountain cabin there for this team, would that be a benefit or maybe not? Too much.
I think for this team, not. But
a couple guys.
Whole team. I don't think the whole team would benefit, but a few guys.
Beckett, for sure. Beckett would benefit from it.
Get off the phone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe Leo could use that too.
But Beckett. For sure.
I think he has a different mentality. So for him, going in the cage, I can't imagine what the mentality is there. So, but him being the top Czech fighter or being the guy to show in the world that we have good fighters in Czech Republic. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. By him being a little strange, just makes more people interested in Czech Republic, which is, I think, kind of good for us. Yeah. We're not so big of a country. We're only known for a few things, so another thing for us being known at, I think, it's pretty cool for the whole
Czech
Republic.
Fighter. You know, he's a hell of a fighter.
But since you, once you touched the Old Times Square, we had a great experience in Old Times Square after the Worlds. You should have seen that. You should Google that picture from 2024 summer Old Times Square when we won. It was like 30,000 people.
Maybe more than that. People, tens of thousands of people. The like square was full. We couldn't get there.
Us on the stage. Then we went to the small bar and we were like in the zoo.
That was like a zoo.
There was like a fence around and the people were like all lined up. Whenever you went out, like they were like yelling your name and like, like it was like literally like in the zoo.
True.
Fun though. Had a great time.
It was fun.
Apparently, I had a great time.
Yeah. Other Czech country legends there, Martina Navratilova. I am a huge Housewives of Miami fan.
Oh really?
Say it. Do I get a pass because your country legend? Martina's on the show. Are you going to?
I heard about it. I didn't see it. I didn't see the show, but I heard about it. That she's there. Yeah.
You guys follow along? Watch Martina on Miami.
I can't say I watch TV, but I know
she made
it. He's got four
kids. He can't. He's busy. He's busy.
But I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what a tennis player, right? Yeah.
She deserves some more love.
Yeah.
100%. And what about? I mean. Czech Republic, you guys live and breathe soccer, right? That's almost kind of like an underrated love of your guys' country. I only remember Nedved and Rosinski. Who's the best Czech soccer player right now in the world? What do you say?
Right now?
Yeah.
Schick
maybe. Schick. There's, you know what? There's a couple of this now.
Patrick Schick's pretty good.
Used to be better, like in the 2000s and 2010.
They were good.
I think we had like. We had like 11 full lineup before.
Yeah.
Like I mean, we had Peter Cech in that.
We were quarters or semi, like real
semifinals.
Deep, right? Semifinal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
To Euro Cup semifinal.
Yeah.
You know, Peter Cech in that. We had Jan Kulovski, Rosický, Nedved, Milan Baroš, Schmitzer,
Koller.
Galasek, Poborský. Yeah. We had like every
like the guys were stars. Like,
yeah, they were stars.
Legit.
They played.
They were legit.
Chelsea, United, Arsenal, right? Like all those.
I feel like the soccer went a little bit downhill.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
And,
they're trying to pick it up.
But they try to pick it up, and I think they do a much better job. And hopefully they can get to the level as they were before.
You know they're gonna
play. At the downside right now. Yeah, I would say.
But they're playing for they're gonna play some games to try to go to the World Championship.
Yeah,
but World Cup, right? But I don't know if they're gonna be able
to
make it.
I think it'd be huge if we make it. It'd be great.
It's gonna be huge. It would
be great for the Czech football.
100%, but
it's gonna be hard. Soccer, we're there football. For sure, and now we're like fighting to get them there. So
football, not soccer, football.
Who's the best out of the three as far as two touch prior to the game? So for
not
the
even
audience,
close.
Two touch is it's a game in which the players they circle up, and if you hit the ball either three times or. Bottom line, you only have two touches to get it to the other player.
I played I played only once this year. Two wins, one second place. This guy, not as good. Good is pretty good.
Oh, come on. Of course, I'm getting bullet again.
Okay, unbiased, mutual ranking here. Who's better between these two?
Goody.
Wow.
I got to give it to Goody.
That's crazy.
It's got to be frustrating,
I don't think you saw him play once.
I did in the World
Cup. No.
Rossi's pretty good.
I'll have to see for myself. That's got to be frustrating.
There
though,
we
Rossi.
Go. It's okay.
Goods, when is Jager going to retire? What's his situation?
I think he's waiting for me to retire so he can retire. I don't know. I thought last year he said this is going to be his last year, but he laced him up this year again. I don't know if
he's married to hockey, so he's going to play.
He loves it. Yeah, there's a true love for hockey. He's still kicking. Sometimes by him playing, I feel like the team has to play so he can play, you know? But he's still on the power play. He's got that big reach. It's hard around to get a bit around that big ass, you know? So he still produces, which is
which is crazy.
Very impressive. Like,
but he plays like 10 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And he doesn't play every single game.
Interesting.
But he plays.
And he owns a team, Kladno?
Not anymore.
He did, yeah. I think he sold it last year. The majority got sold, yeah. I think he still owns Bard, but I'm not 100% sure. But
he got new.
It's in his hometown.
like new money came in the Kladno, so that's really good for them actually.
And you know if it was a good ROI? Did he make out good in the for what he bought it for and
I hope he did, but like it's more like Czech hockey doesn't really produce as much much money. So
well, that's the European leagues, right? Yeah. They all rely heavily on sponsors.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like somebody sponsors you, you know, sponsors on the jersey and the ice, literally everywhere.
On the pads, everywhere.
On the pads.
Well, the arenas are not as big, you know, so you can't put 17,000-18,000 people. You should have 4,000 to 10,000 people, and
The tickets got like $5 to $10 too. You know,
so it's
very affordable.
Very affordable.
Yeah. How about, I was at the when I visited 13, 14 years old, went to Prague. I was actually there with Shattuck for a tournament, and we saw a pro game, highest level there at the time. I know they're always switching names, so I don't know if the league name's the same. But it was the two Prague teams. So what are the two teams in Prague?
Sparta and Slavia. Yeah.
So they were both playing each other. One side of the rink was shouting to the other. Don't know the main building. Does all teams do something like that? It was literally half. One was shouting to the other. Would that have been Praha? Mm-hmm. Or would that have been the other one?
That would be Prague, yeah. Praha, yeah.
Praha. Sparta, do you know what they were shouting
Sparta, Praha,
back and forth?
Slavia, Praha.
No, it's a two teams that are like 10 minutes away from each other.
And used to be in the same league. Now they're in different leagues.
Now they're not in the same league anymore.
Like Sparta is on the top.
Yeah.
I would tell you what they were shouting, but I don't think we can air it out.
So it's
It's bad.
You know what I'm talking about. Though.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's every bad. Game.
It was rowdy.
It doesn't need to be Sparta against Slavia in Prague. It can be
other teams.
Brno.
There's a rivalry, like let's say Prague and Brno, right? There's always the rivalry. Yeah. So whenever Sparta and Brno plays, like the fans go crazy.
Yeah, also in European leagues especially in Czech league, you have parts of the arena that are not sitting and they're standing. So usually the visiting team and the home team have their own section when they both stand and they bring their own drums and they are at the game and they sing and then they.
It's almost like a soccer vibe. You know, that's what it is, like a soccer.
It felt
vibe.
Like it. It was out of control. It was rowdy. Exactly.
Yeah, it's out of control, honestly.
All right.
They yell at the goalie. You know, they have a big speaker and they yell at the goalie.
True.
You know, or then in Brno they do like let's say there's a rev. He makes a bad call. Brno.
Oh, Brno.
In Brno.
Brno.
And they like they have a beer, right? So they all stand and they throw it to the net, like from the top. They just throw it to the net, so it all splashes on the ref and stuff like that. So.
Barbaric.
It was my first professional game in Brno. I was walking back through and I got poured a couple of beers on my shoulder and my jersey. My dad was like,
Rudy's favorite drink.
We are loving people, I swear, we are loving
Brno fans, no F's given, pretty much.
I think all the fans
like all the fans do it. Like, honestly,
that was
doesn't have to
Goody was in heaven when that happened. His favorite drink got spin on him.
I didn't like it. It was Staropramen.
Oh, no Pilsner.
No Pilsner. Different beer.
One of our last segments, I'm going to do a little. It seems like all three of you know your country very well, well versed individuals here. I'm going to try to throw you off. We're going to play a little trivia. Czech trivia. Mm-hmm. We'll add up the points after the game, we're going on. 10 questions.
I'm out.
Woody's going to be the best.
In Jeopardy fashion, but instead of the little button that the contestants click, you're going to give me a quack.
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 If you know the answer, just give me quack. Quack. Okay, right away. The first to say quack, I'll call on you. Okay. All right, let's do it. All right.
I'm going
to
be.
Question number one. Get your quackers ready here.
Quack.
Which year marks the peaceful split of Czechoslovakia into the Czech Republic and Slovakia, known as the Velvet Divorce? What year?
89.
You didn't say quack, quack, quack.
No, hold on. He said quack.
89.
No, that was something different.
Velvet Revolution.
It's the divorce.
Velvet Revolution.
No, hold on. This
Velvet
is the
Revolution.
Divorce.
No.
It's the divorce.
It's the Velvet Revolution.
Hey, wait for your turn.
Hey, you went to quack.
He said Velvet Revolution.
Okay, yeah, quack.
Okay. 93.
Oh. You said Velvet Revolution.
Thank you very much.
I didn't say no. Velvet Divorce.
Yes.
Divorce. I thought Revolution.
No,
okay,
no, no, no.
Okay, fair.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I got to mark this down.
Mark this down.
Okay, Peter. Wow.
Let's go.
That's crazy. Come on,
boys. Okay, Peter with one. Question number two. Which Czech brand is known worldwide for brewing the original Pilsner style beer?
Quark. Pilsner. Yeah,
Pilsner.
But there's a second one. It's Pilsner Ukvel. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, you were too quiet.
I know. I was just enjoying the question.
you were thinking about the beer.
Goots can taste it as I was answering that or laying out that question. Number three, in which city will you find the historic Škoda Auto headquarters and museum?
Guok.
No, hold on. I think that was good. Yeah, that was good.
Boleslav? Mladá Boleslav?
Yes. Okay. All right, so nice. We got Peter with two, Goods with one. Dosti still looking to get on the board here.
Yeah, you screwed me.
No.
I was 100% sure. I was 100% sure on the first one.
You gotta listen.
Okay, number four. Which major Czech energy company, founded in 92, is the country's largest electricity producer?
Fuck. Czech.
Yes, Czech Group.
Wow.
From Ostrava.
Yeah, I was gonna say. All right. We had a Czech arena hockey.
Dosti is on the board. That's gonna feel good, Dosti. All right, number five. Who became the first directly elected president of Czech Republic in 2013?
Quag. Oh, 2013?
Yeah.
Quag. Klaus?
No, 2013. No. Zeman.
13.
Yes.
Zeman. Thank you.
Miloš
Zeman.
Wow. Okay, Peter.
Klaus? 1996 or whatever.
Probably the worst one we had.
Number six.
1940.
In what year did the Czech Republic officially adopt its shortened name, Czechia, for international use?
Quag.
Yep.
23.
No. Way earlier. This is earlier than I even...
18?
No.
Czechia?
Well, you got the quack, Dosi.
I'll try 20.
No, way earlier than that then.
What?
Czechia? Really?
Okay. No points given. It was 2016.
Wow. Really? It's nine years already?
That's crazy.
I wonder how
is it that, because like at the World Cup, we were Czech Republic still.
Yeah, we were all the time
maybe
Czech Republic.
Maybe it was a low-key, maybe like a slow enrollment.
Maybe that's why they did it. They just low-key changed it already. And exactly. It's official already after the year.
Because 2017 Worlds was still Czech Republic. Remember the jerseys we had?
18, 19, with the, everything was
I thought that was early, too. Yeah. Which major global sporting event did Prague bid for but ultimately not host, with planning discussions active in the 2000s? So what major global sporting event did Prague bid for? Nope.
Quag. Olympics?
Yeah. Boom. Dosti. The Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics?
So Summer Olympics.
They try for it.
Where would that be? Brno?
It says discussions active in 2000. I know 2000 was Sydney, so. Okay, question number eight.
What's the points here?
Oh. Okay, Peter wants to know where we're at. Okay, Peter with 3, Dosti with 2, Goods with 1.
Ooh.
Okay.
Two more questions, I think.
We got three more here. Which Czech tennis player won Wimbledon in 2011, becoming a national sports hero?
What?
2011?
Hold on, that was Dosti.
11?
Yeah, 2011. 11.
We don't have a Wimbledon. We don't have a Wimbledon winner.
It's just Czech tennis player.
My friend Barbara Krejčíková won it.
Hold on, male or female though? That's
maybe 2011 Kvitova, Petra.
Kvitova, yeah.
You didn't say which one. I thought it was men.
Mm-hmm. Kvitova.
Okay, Peter.
Oh my,
running away
my
with this
friend.
One. Okay, last two.
My friend. Listen, my friend Krejčíková won it too.
Let's go.
Last two. What year did the Czech Republic join the Schengen area, allowing passport-free travel with most of Europe? What year is that?
Well, I
gotta say, hold on, you gotta say quack.
Quack, 2015?
No. Quack, 2004?
No.
No.
2008?
Oh, close. No points rewarded on this one, 2007.
Ooh, I was, what did I say, four, right?
That was the one they put us in.
Close. All right, last one. Can make up ground at least for the final total here. Prague's Václav, am I saying that? Václav Havel Airport was renamed in honor of the late president in what year?
Quack, 2020?
Nope.
No.
Much earlier.
Yeah. 18.
Oh, to change it to...
Tak vonil bylo Ruzině?
No, from Ruzině
from Václav Havel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Ruzině to
Václav.
Yeah, yeah.
It was named. So,
it's going to be
2013.
So close again. Off by a year. 2012.
Well, you should give me at least like half point.
I can't.
points.
Like twice.
Let's just give him half points. So
you
just
call your friend for half points.
All right. Okay, they're giving half points for both. All right.
Do you have extra question?
Dosti with three? No, because we got a definitive winner. Peter with four. Dosti with three. A little charity there. And then Goose with one.
Oh, nice. The smartest. This is the smartest again. Goalies, though.
If you say.
Goalie.
Nice.
One goal. You know?
Yeah, hey, you screw me on the first one.
First
goal. We literally just celebrated.
Okay.
11, yesterday. 89.
2 days ago. What's today? 18? So yesterday we did celebrate.
Yesterday. Volvo Revolution.
Yeah, yeah. Good one.
Literally.
Yeah. Yay.
Because you started Volvo, so I'm like, quack. And then like 89. And it's like, no. And then you finish it.
All right, boys. Turning our sights to this Ducks team. Peter, I'll start with you as the newest member of the bunch. When you look at this winning out of the gate, what do you attest to that winning? Like, what do you see right now that's going on that's helping this club win some games?
I think we talk about it. Like, it started the day one, you know, like in the locker room, how we got together, you know, obviously new excitement, new coach here and everything. But, you know, everything's clicking well. I think, you know, everybody plays the right way, the way that, you know, coaches want us to play, and we just stick together and we play for each other.
Yeah, and what about you? What's been the difference, Dosti, between years past and this season as far as straight up wins?
Obviously we changed something in the system, you know. The new coaching staff, I think, has helped a lot, because, you know, we've been really excited for you know, to make those strides, and I feel like we are on the right path. And since, as Peter said, since day one, like, we, you know, we have a lot of young guys, a couple other guys, but we are all like one team, and it's, you know, it's just fun to be at the rink every day. And you know, the coaching staff helps it a lot, and you know, it's just like a kind of a loose environment, but it's almost like a business, like, that we know, like, every day it's, we can get better, and you know, every game's matter, and everybody leaves 110% on the ice every day.
Nice. And Goods, I'll finish with you. If there was one message for Orange Country, for the fan base, I mean, what would that message from the captain be?
Come to the home games. It's a lot more fun than it used to be the last few years here. So come and enjoy the hop on the wagon.
Okay. Well, I'll end with this. Rookie party. Had no clue. I knew the different buses. Okay, something's going on in there. Was that Florida rookie party? Where was that?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about the night. What you can share. We're not gonna, you know, but what you can share.
Well, I think we did great with having it after the game in Tampa. Unfortunately, we didn't win. But we had a great dinner. We had a nice private area where you can all get together. We dressed up the rookies nicely. That was a fun time for me.
Yeah.
We had a good dinner. They told us some stories. We had the local police officer making sure we don't get any trouble. So it was nice from the Florida department to make sure they help us out. And we had a nice setup. I think everybody pretty much went together at home at the same time too, which was I think it was pretty fun for like a big group to go together back from Miami to Fort Lauderdale where we were staying, and I think the guys really enjoyed that. The next day we kind of got together, watched some of the football games too. So it was a great great team building. I think throughout the whole actually trip we had, we were in Nashville, Chicago, Boston, and Tampa, and we stayed over, for example, in Nashville. So we already had. We went with the beers with the guys after the game in Nashville. We had a good couple of beers, you know, like an amp up for the rookie party. And being able to have 2 days before the game in Florida, I think it paid, like, it showed us that we can, not to recover, but we can be a good team even after a night out. And it kind of, I think that was an important trip for us to get the guys really close to each other. And finishing with the rookie party, having those 2 days to rest, and then playing Florida, winning in Florida, it kind of, got us on a winning note, got us on we're a really good team, let's keep pushing this. And I mean, the guys haven't looked back since that, so it's been fun trip for us. I think having this in the start of the season, that was one of the more important things to have, this trip at the start. I can't say in my career we had a trip like this at the start of the season where you actually play five games, but you're also there for 11 nights, so you have time to spend with the team and you get to know everybody, and guys are clicking together right now. Also because of that, and I think that was a very important part for us.
Dosti, back at Seneca during that rookie party, was any talking back to some of his elder peers? Did you get any talk back from from the rookies or everyone on their best behavior?
You don't get much feedback from
best behavior.
Yeah. You don't get much.
The guys were great. Obviously, they were in the costume, so it was legit fun. But I feel like those young guys, they didn't even really care. I think they were actually happy to be in those costumes. So.
Yeah. You don't get much going.
Last year, our rookies were happy to be in costumes too. So it's fun to have the young guys enjoy their night. You know,
it's once in a lifetime.
Exactly. You only get one of these. Yeah. Just like your first game. You know, you can be playing in the NHL for a while, but your first game you always remember, just like your first rookie party.
Sure.
Hoping they had a great time.
No. Peter, you've been in the league a long time. That rank got the top there as far as rookie parties concerned.
Yeah, like Goody said, like, you know, I think it started earlier than in Miami in that rookie party. You know, it started in Chicago, went Nashville to Boston, and then, you know, to Florida. So. That was great, and also the trainers showed up and stayed with us after the dinner, where we had a private area for a party. So it was nice to see them, you know, out as well. And I think that was the best trip, one of the best top three trips in my career like that. Like for like Woody said, we were on there for 11-12 nights, and we spent the majority of time together.
I think the three of you are the best of what Czech Republic has to offer. So I think we can
believe it.
I think we can end on that. So for the Butcher, for the Dose Wall, I need a nickname.
Razor.
Peter. Razor.
Razor.
For Razor. I'm your host, Emerson Edom, and thanks for tuning in yet another episode of the Players Lounge. We'll catch you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.